right up there where I wanted to be.
Not far enough.
No, not quite. I let a great chance slip, I felt, out there during the middle of the round, and that's disappointing. I'm happy that I've put myself in with a chance again. My game's in great shape. That's a good thing to take from it, but, you know, I didn't get to the number that Phil finished on, but I was right there. But I played a little more solid in the middle of that back nine. I could have had a chance coming in.
Is it a little less disappointing because Phil shoots a 32 on the back nine? I mean, that's pretty tough to catch anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? I mean, you know, he had to shoot 32. Well, he didn't in the end, but, you know, he felt he had to, because there was a bunch of us at about two under, and, you know, I think the disappointing thing is this one I felt I wasted a little bit. You know, I would have liked to have been in at the end, and no one was, actually, so shame, but the game's there. You know, I'm going to look forward to keeping it sharp next week and going to a World Golf Championship and another major in the next couple of weeks. I like where I'm at with that.
How aware were you of what everyone else was doing and legally watching when you were going around?
I don't know. The boards weren't working really very good. I had a look a couple of times, but they didn't really seem to make so much sense. I wasn't sure if they had it right. Phil kept moving up.
Did you have a number in mind?
No. I mean, when we were on the sixth hole, we thought even par was going to win the thing. So far off, you know. You can never put that in your mind. You can only just play the best you can. And all of a sudden, I was a couple under after 12, thinking even was out the window as well. So, you know, it's just tough going out there. You just can't make too many errors, and I made a couple on the green on 14 and 15 bad ones.
Adam, after six, you mentioned the sixth hole, you were a couple over, and it changed so quickly. You had three birdies. How difficult was it for you to keep your emotions in check because of not only what you were shooting but what was happening around you after nine?
Yeah, like I said, it was a little tricky to... I wasn't watching the board so much, and I didn't really know what exactly was going on, but I knew that the way I was going wasn't going to be any good. So, but I was playing fine, and I hadn't got off to a good start any day out here, so just had to keep hitting good shots and be patient. And the putter was feeling pretty good, to be fair, today, and at that point anyway. And then I rolled a few in and got the momentum going, but just, you know, kind of lost it a bit there on 13 with, you know, aimed the putt a bit further right than I should have, and missed, and then obviously made a bad error on the read on 14 from, you know, the back right.
As you were walking up 18, it seemed like you had a little chat with Tiger. Is anything you could share? Was it just generic stuff? Or?
It was just generic stuff. I think we both just kind of disappointed with our performance today, to be honest, and shrugging it off.
Right. Overall assessment of your week?
Well, I'm happy with my week, other than I didn't win, but it lived up to my expectations of putting myself in contention with a chance, and it'll just have to go down in the experience book and something to build on again.
Adam, how hard is it to be what Phil did in birdie forward last six holes?
Well, it's hard. I don't know. Did anyone else do it today? One guy did it. It's very hard, especially when you're trying to win an Open, but he's got it. We know that he's go for broke, and if that's how he was feeling and pulling it off, he's got the ability to do that, and he's gone and won an Open easily, it looks like now. So every credit to him.
Adam, another major where you're another strong result there, maybe not the result you're after, but obviously contending. Do you feel like you're close to those floodgates opening a bit? You might get a few in a row. Obviously you had the Masters, but you're there again. It must be very close for you.
Well, a few in a row sounds good, but I'd like to get another one to start with. No, look, I mean, I like where my game's at. Again, you know, up there, contending for most of the week. That's where I want to be. That's where I got to keep myself. And yeah, I believe I can win another one soon. If it wasn't this week, hopefully I do the same stuff at the PGA and I can put my foot down there on the back nine and run away with it.
Thanks.